Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbi alameen. Ar-Rahmani rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat al-Ladin an'amta alayhim. Ghayril mahdubi alayhim. Walabdalin. Ameen. I seek refuge with Allah against the rejected enemy, Shaitan. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray. I mean, bear witness there is no God except Allah, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad, of 1445 Ramadan, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening session of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, Dipreeta Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, we open with hugs and love to you. Ah, come on, give me big, tight hugs. Ah, thank you so kindly. Thank you so kindly. I feel your love. I feel your love. Alhamdulillah. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're feeling my love back to you. Alhamdulillah. Oh, it's such a beautiful day here in Flint, Michigan, and I'm pretty sure it's a beautiful day there where you are located as well. And we certainly do appreciate your being here this evening, online and here in the studio, as well as those of you that are out here in AM 360 land. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, look how this time is moving. Look at this, everyone. I mean, you know, I say this every week. I know I do. But it is truly, time is moving so fast. You know what? It seems like, well, actually, the days in some respect, they are getting shorter. And the nights, but I know that nights are supposed to get longer and the days are getting shorter. But I promise you, it still feel like the nights are short, too. Because by the time we lay down, you know, if you're really, really busy and have had those busy days, and I know we all are, it's about 12 o'clock, you know, and sometime beyond, depending on what we are having to take care of during the day, then we're not getting in the bed until 12 or 1 o'clock. So actually it is the next day already when we're laying down, which would make it seem as though the nights are shorter simply because we got to get, you know, up at the Fajr at 5 o'clock. So we're going to bed at 4 o'clock. I mean, I'm sorry, at 1 o'clock. And then we're talking, only 4 hours of sleep. And then we'll rise into the Fajr, and praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, Al-Aruf, the most kind, that he did not designate that we had to stay up after we get the Fajr. Now, we have to get up for the Fajr, but we don't have to stay up, everyone, after we complete the Fajr. And that's the only way that we are able to sort of compensate, if you would, for the fact that we're going to bed so late already in the next day, early of the morning. And that's the only way we can compensate for it. We get those 4 hours of sleep and we get up and we make our prayers, our Fajr prayers, and we have to do our reading as well. You know, it's really good to do your reading. You don't have to do the reading at the Fajr, but if you read the Hadith, and remember what the Hadith says, that when we read in the morning at the Fajr, it carries a testimony for us, you know. So, hey, you don't have to read. And thankfully, again, the mercy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Rahim, the most merciful. He didn't say we had to read the whole Quran at the Fajr. You know, you read as much of it as we can. And then, like I say, of his kindness, we are able to lay back down. So that's what saves us and compensates us for our shortness of hours of rest, because we certainly do need our rest, alhamdulillah. So we are now in the second month of the Islamic calendar, Safar, and today is the third day of Safar, 1445 on the Hijra calendar, and August 19th, something is supposed to come up here. I'm going to have to check that out. If something's supposed, something, some type of meeting is supposed to come up, I'm going to check it out. So today is August 19th, Saturday, August 19th, 2023, on the Gregorian calendar. And tonight, we're going to continue discussing our discussion, our relationship with Allah, highly glorified is He, the Creator, Al-Khaliq. And some people I've heard say Khalak, but I'm looking at an IQ, Al-Khaliq. And we're going to continue our discussion within our relationship with Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Khaliq, the Creator, in our relationship with Him and our relationship with His creation. Alhamdulillah. And you know, when we say creation now, that does not only mean us as human beings, but yes, we do have to have our relationship with each other as Allah's created human beings, you know. But don't forget now, we got the sun, the moon, the elements, we got the plants, the insects, everything, animals, you know, everything is Allah's creation, and we do to have a relationship with His creation, all of it. You know, I'm going to give you an example. Like, you know, me, myself, I don't know about anyone else but myself. I love animals. You know, I just want them to stay in their place. And, you know, and I'll stay in my place now. You got to, you know, have to have a pet, and it's a cat or a dog or a hamster or whatever you want to be. That's fine, well, and good, and I love them dearly, because they are Allah's creation as well. However, I prefer that they live in their environment and not in mine, you know, in terms of in my home and everything. And you know, and at one time in my life, early life, I did have, I've had a couple of dogs. I had a male and a female. I had a Doberman, which was a female, and I had a German Shepherd, which was a male, but they did not stay in my house with me. They had their place out in, you know, in the garage, carport, and I tried to make them, you know, not have to be just out in the elements, you know, but not in the house with me. I had an incident, though, where I did allow the Doberman to come inside of my house, but it was in the basement, and it was for a very short time. But once now, I don't know, that thing with the something about animals being in your house, and especially in dogs that were, you know, but. In any case, I got a different perspective on it now. But after that particular one incident, and there was a reason for that, because the weather was really, really bad. And this animal came to my house. And now I happen to know that in the situation, perhaps where she came from, but at that time it was a bad, bad situation in the weather. And I did allow her to come into my house in the basement And we made good friends and everything, but after that it was outdoors, my sweetie, but I made sure that it was a nice, warm, comfortable place for my dogs at the time when I had them. And they were very kind and good to me and my family and protecting us and everything, because there were a couple of instances where we actually sort of needed their protection, and they were there. So I'm nothing against animals. I just prefer that they live in their habitat and not in mine. Okay, so I was mentioning that to say that our relationship, as well as we have our relationship with our Lord and Cherisher, Allah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Khaliq, the creator, and Al-Muqit, the sustainer of his creation. We'll have to have a relationship with each of them, Allah and his creation, alhamdulillah. So we're going to continue that discussion tonight, this evening. And from there, I'm trying to think, was there something else? And who knows, we're going to be utilizing, as you know, we've mentioned earlier, we're going to continue, because this is our main focus right here, right now, is learning Al Asma ul Husna. So in our presentations, we're going to certainly be making sure that we utilize Al Asma ul Husna, which we all know is the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what we're going to be doing, continuing to do this evening in our program. And alhamdulillah, and we certainly do appreciate you. And you know, you can always press one, and it's going to give you an opportunity to chime in and share, ask questions or share commentary, inshallah. So with that, we're going to go on and get into our first PSA, so we can get into our program and have enough time, inshallah, to comfortably get through, inshallah. You're listening to Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah. We're going to open with this beautiful piece of love and compassion and information on the intelligentsia of CWSC with our CWSC Executive Director, Martha Naila Abdullah. Peace, love, and compassion.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, wa alaykum assalam. And just a reminder to those listeners that are out there in the AM360.org land listening, we certainly do appreciate you kindly. All right, everybody in the studio, you know I appreciate you too, but I'm just talking right now to the ones that's out there. in AM 360 land, and they might decide that after hearing the presentation or during the presentation you want to chime in and make a comment or ask a question, you're going to need to dial in. See, we are already in the studio. You're going to need to dial in at the 515-605-9891 or the 425-292-4253 and press 1. Hey, we're back up and running because I know last week we made it through there, alhamdulillah. But this week you can do that. You can dial in and press 1, and, hey, I'll be able to know that you are in the queue, and we will certainly open your mic and give you that opportunity. We want to encourage you to connect to our 24-hour live and podcast programming at AM360.org or 701-719-4197. And visit our parent corporation, Community-Wide Shura Conference, at CWSC.us. That's us, CWSC.us. That is us. And while you're there at that website, again, you're going to get a lot of great information about CWSC and us, which formulates the intelligentsia, you know. You can also give us a like on Facebook, or you can tweet us at CW Shura, and you can also leave us a listener comment at our business office at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. Alhamdulillah. I'm excited. I'm excited, everyone. You know I am. I'm always excited. I know that's what y'all say. She's always excited, and I am. And you can't do anything but build up excitement in your own self just thinking about Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his wonderful, beautiful names that we know of and the attributes of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's exciting. Yes, it is. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we're going to get into our presentation this evening. As we said, we are continuing to talk about or discuss, if you would, developing our relationship between the Creator, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Creator, and us and all of his creation as created beings. Alhamdulillah. Now, there are a number. Now, you know what I tell you always? I'm constantly, seeking to find information that I can share in terms of helping us to develop whatever topic we're talking on. And right now we are talking on developing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, because when we first started this series, where did it come from? Imam W.D. Muhammad, Warif D. Muhammad, may Allah bless him with paradise, our leader, teacher, the Mujaddid to the world, not only Muslims but to the world, because he is certainly disseminating the information from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and it's not just for Muslims. In general, it's for the whole of humanity, and in particular, yes, to Muslims. Okay? Alhamdulillah. So there are a number of important points. Oh, and in my doing my research, and mainly, you know, I'm speaking to everyone, seasoned Muslims, Shahadas, that's already, I'd like to say, been around the cup at least one time, but the main focus is to our new brethren that are just getting started, So they are new Shahadas. And so this is mainly who my focus is, not leaving anyone out, because we as seasoned Muslims, and I'm only seasoned to a degree, there's some more seasoned than I am. And for the seasoned Muslims, you know, that we know, we have alhamdulillah, it's just a reminder that we know it. And for those of the new Shahadas, new believers, that are for the first time hearing this information, then those are the ones that we're basically talking to, and this is good information to help in your development of a strong Muslim, strong believer. So Islam seeks to create a certain type of individual. And I go over to different sites, you know, and at this particular one, I went to Al-Masjid. I'm getting this information, the article, and I sort of went through and, you know, updated it, you know. So I'm sort of paraphrasing that article rather than word for word, you know, just to give us a more deeper, in-depth understanding and basic understanding, inshallah. So Islam seeks to create a certain type of individual. And this would be an individual who has a strong and proper relationship with Allah. And we know, studying Al-Asma'ul Husna, that this is where we get our proper knowledge and information to, while we are seeking our Lord, seeking to know Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Kadir, the creator of all creation. So it is important to know that in Islam, that in Islam the Muslim has a direct relationship with Allah. Direct, you know. And, you know, we even did some of the hadith, you know, remember. And one of the hadith speaks about, especially during the Fajr time, speaking of this direct relationship that we get to have with our Lord and Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Kadir. That, you know, in that Fajr prayer, where Allah makes mention that as you know, this is the Asr prayer coming in. And, you know, I try not to talk if I didn't have to. I don't want to be as a disrespect to the prayer call. But they have a saying something about on here about, but guess what? If you're hearing the prayer call, then it's not dead air. So I'm going to let us listen, please. Thank you so kindly for your patience. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Thank you all so kindly, and I pray that you were able to hear and feel it just as, you know, I'm hearing it and feeling it. And I tell you, it's just, it almost compels you not to say a word, because this is prayer being called, you know, and this is what it's all about. We're talking about establishing our relationship with our Lord and Cherisher, Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Mukit. And in doing so, when you're hearing that call, and I know not, this is not just because of this particular muezzin here. No, not just because of this particular one, because I'm going to tell you, and I know you probably know as well, there is some callers to prayer in our masjids that, oh, my God, they can just, oh, my goodness, it's just so wonderful, and it just touches you. And this just happened to be one of those that do. It touches you, and it almost just, like I say, it compels me to just be quiet for a moment. Can we just be quiet for that moment and let that call come into us, our mind, body, soul, and spirit come into us, and we come to prayer. So come to the line. You know, some of us, I didn't say we're going to stop the program, y'all, and I'm going to go make my answer prayer, because fortunately, you know, we can make those prayers together, the Zuhr and the Asa, which I've taken up to do, or we can just wait till after the program, because Asa will still be in once we even end the program. But alhamdulillah, I thank you so kindly. Alhamdulillah. So we're establishing and developing our relationship with our Lord and Cherisher, Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Kadiq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. And so we are talking about, it's important to know that in Islam, the Muslim has a direct relationship with Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified as He says, and when my slaves, that's us, oh, that's us, thank you, then must be a slave to you. And when my slaves ask you, O Muhammad, concerning me, then answer them. He says to answer them, I am indeed new to them by my knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know, is Al-Alim, the all-knowing. So He said, tell them, I am indeed near to them by my knowledge. For He is Al-Alim, the all-knowing. Tell them, I respond their prayers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified as He is, Al-Mujib. Al-Mujib, that's with the B, excuse me. Mujib, with the B, as in Bismillah. He says, tell them I respond, and He is Al-Mujib, the responsive, the responder to the prayers of the supplicant when he calls on me without any mediator or intercessor. That's what He is, Allah, highly glorified, as He says to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, to tell us. And it's in the Quran, and I'll give you that surah. It says, tell them I respond to the prayers of the supplicant when he calls on me without any mediator or intercessor. So let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be led aright. Ah, isn't that so wonderful? It's so wonderful, and it's so touching right to the core of one's existence. It said, so let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be led aright. And we will find this information in the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 186. Allah, highly glorified is He, also says, and your Lord says, invoke me, I will respond to your invocation. And we'll find that in the Quran, Surah 40, Ayat 60. Isn't that wonderful? And I believe, isn't Surah 40 the believer? I'm not going to get into 40 or 41. I think it's 40. In case you will find that information in Surah 40, Ayat 60. Thus, there is no priestly, 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 that the Christians have a priest, where there is no priestly class in Islam. The individual prays directly to Allah. Highly glorified is He. Without going through any intermediary. When a Muslim seeks forgiveness, he seeks it directly from Allah, God, with no human having the authority to tell him if his repentance is sufficient or accepted by Allah. You know, that in itself is just like, it just gives you such peace that we have God Himself showing such kindness and love and compassion to His creation. It's wonderful. The individual prays directly to Allah without going through any intermediary. If he seeks forgiveness, it is directly from God Himself, from Allah Himself, with no human having the authority to tell him if his repentance is sufficient or accepted by Allah. Now, you know, that's got to be good. You know, we had that type of leverage on one. Ooh, thank you, Allah, for being you, Allah. I know that's what we say. When a Muslim is in need, he turns directly to Allah. You know, that's where, and I know you've read this, and if you haven't, as the new shad yet, just keep reading. You'll read it. That it says that when we turn to Allah, we are turning directly to, and there's nobody in between us to say yay or nay. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, it says when we ask, it say ask of Him. You know, sometimes when we get in a situation and we're in need of some things, and you know, you say, well, I might ask so-and-so, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, ask of Him. And if, you know, then He will direct us as to which of the servants that He is going to have to serve in that capacity of his servants, you know. But say, for instance, we're in need and you know, we ain't didn't go to Allah first. We just said, well, I tell you what, I'm in need and I'm going to go ask so-and-so. Now, we went and asked so-and-so first, see. So we didn't, at that point, we forgot to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said for us to do. Because remember, we can go to him directly. So he said come to him first. It makes it easier for us when we go to him first. You know, yes, eventually the human being is going to come into play on this, but where the blessing comes in at, that we sought what we needed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. And then in his guidance, and he said, okay, you know, and it'll show up. And in his guidance, he said, oh, okay, well, there's this person here that seems as though that they may be able to help me in this situation. So, but I've asked Allah first now. But I'm looking at this person, and I'm thinking, you know, well, maybe they might be able to. And maybe they will, and maybe they won't. But the thing of it is, we went to Allah first before we went to so-and-so. So since we went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, asking of him, most likely when we go or think about so-and-so being a person that perhaps have this particular thing that we need, then we'll ask them, and you know what? It'll be, I've seen it, and I know the seasoned Muslim has seen it, the seasoned believer has seen it as well. And you go and you ask so-and-so, and look like they was waiting on you to come. They were waiting on you to ask. See, so that's establishing our relationship with Allah. And that was direction that we had been given, the understanding that we information that we have been given from Imam Waqf Din Muhammad. May Allah bless him with the paradise. We certainly do appreciate him so kindly, because, you know, even though he is guiding us to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. But before, and I can't say it enough, but before his being on the scene in these United States of America. Now, I'm telling you what I know now, that if you know, some of you have been here much longer than I have, so maybe it's something, you know, you can say, well, I got it before, you know, and you can share that. But I'm just telling you from where I'm sitting, when my first information came in understanding of the religion in itself came from Imam Waqf Din Muhammad through his teaching. It did, everybody. And I'm not just trying to hold him up. Oh, Imam Waqf Din Muhammad, you know, and nobody else. Because I'm not doing that. But I'm just being truthful about it. So I'm grateful to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he came on the scene at this time in my life and gave me this information. I know as many of you out there in the audience feeling the same way, that we got this type of information. And look at us, we're learning, look at us. I knew nothing about Al-Asma'ul Husna. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know that I could actually even establish this type of relationship with Allah. I didn't know this. So I'm eternally grateful for Imam Waqf Din Muhammad, his leadership. I'm eternally grateful, and that's what I'm sharing with you. And yes, he did. He shared the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And these are the two informations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said were sufficing. These were sufficing. But we didn't have a knowledge of this before our leader and teacher, Imam W.D. Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. Allah bless him with paradise. I mean, okay, so when we seek, and we seek of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no human being have the authority to jump in there and say anything about whether or not it's sufficient or accepted by Allah. And when we are in need, we turn directly to Allah without having to put our trust and reliance on anyone or anything other than Allah. I just love it. I love it. I love it. See how exciting it gets? It gets so exciting just knowing that Allah, Al-Khaliq, our creator, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, that we can have this type of relationship. It's just ecstatically wonderful. Okay, so that's where my excitement comes from, you know, because he's so kind. When a Muslim wants to read the revelation and guidance from Allah, he goes directly to the Quran and Sunnah. Being able to read them directly by himself. For centuries, in various parts of the Christian world, the masses were not allowed to read the Bible. That privilege was restricted to the clergy. Isn't that something? So see how wonderful the revelation of the Quran is? See how wonderful our Lord is wanting to make sure that we knew that we could come directly to him? That's wonderful. Now, that wasn't in the other revelation, but it was in the revelation of the Quran. It was in the information given by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So you see what I'm saying? How exciting it is. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Okay. Okay, I believe it's time. Okay, yeah, I apologize. Time for us to, let me put this right here so I know that I can come right back here. I don't want to lose where I'm at. So I'm going to go right here and put that right there. And we're going to get ready to take our pause for our next public service announcement and very important information. You are listening to Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreeta Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dapreeta Hadi, director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
That is a reminder to the volunteers that we will be having our up, not this Sunday, no, it's the next Sunday. But just want to remind you that you're going to be getting that information in your email. So we want to make sure we connect with you. So we'll be looking forward to seeing you at that presentation. Again, just a reminder for those of you that are out there in AM360.org land, I love it. You have a question or comment that you'd like to make, you're going to need to dial in at the studio, 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. I can know that you have your hand raised and you have something that you want to share. We want to encourage you to give us a like on Facebook and leave us a listener comment if you like, question, comment, or any information you want to share at our business office at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, We look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. And we're going to go right over to the studio board because we have a couple of hands raised here, and we're going to see what's on their mind. 314-833, this is my dear friend and brother, Shaheen. I ain't tell. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mark.
Alaikum assalam to you, the priest Abdul Hadi, and to your very distinguished radio listening audience there at AM 360 radio. This is Mark Shahi from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah, and that means simply that the praise and the thanks and appreciation belongs to Allah first and foremost, always. Just want to commend you once again, a very excellent topic indeed, and the information that you're disseminating in terms of our relationship with our Lord, Creator, which is alcoholic. It comes from back in the back of the throat, colic, alcoholic. Alcoholic is the creator, and everything that we see and we don't see is creation, including the human creation, and nothing comes to alcoholic, the creator, except but as a servant, as a servant. And, you know, it's so beautiful to be able to talk about our relationship. And so Allah, as alcoholic, as the creator, has always established the relationship with his creation, and particularly his human creation in terms of how he created us. You know, as you so eloquently are articulating in terms of revelation, just think about revelation, the new Shahadas and season of Muslims, revelation. The key word there is communication. The communication in terms of revelation is revealing, revealing to his human creation what they need to know, what they need to know, what it is that they need most in their life. And, you know, as you were talking about, and it came to mind in terms of calling Allah first, guess what? The most often repeated verses of the Quran is Al-Fatiha. Al-Fatiha, the opening. So we may not realize it, but just what you just said is in Al-Fatiha. When we say, as Imam Muhammad said, it's the fourth verse in Al-Fatiha. When we say, Iyaka na'abudu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Okay, Iyaka, Iyaka, when we say that in Al-Fatiha, we are saying it is only you. It is only you, Allah. Nobody else. It's only you that we serve, that we worship, that we serve, and that we work for. That's what Iyaka nasta'in. That is what Iyaka na abudu wa Iyaka nasta'im. Iyaka nasta'im, it is only you. This goes back to what you were just saying a few minutes ago before you took your break. It is only you that we seek, that we seek.
What?
It should be first and foremost that we seek aid, assistance, and help from. That's very important. What? Iyaka nasta'im. Nasta'im is help, is aid, is assistance. But Iyaka is saying exclusively that we are seeking the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High. Okay? So everything comes as a servant to Allah. So Allah can provide that help, that assistance, that aid that it is that we need, okay? But when we look at the next ayat in Al-Fatiha, this actually says what man, the human, so I don't want people to think you're just talking about man in terms of gender. Allah is not speaking in that regard. This is what human, that's both men and women, both need is more. Indinas Sirato Mustaqim. Indinas is guidance. Guidance on what? The straight path. And what?
Right.
In what arena in my life? In every arena in human life. You name it that's important, there's a, that is significant in interest, is in the Quran. The final revelation revealing to humanity. Allah didn't leave anything out in terms of that we would need guidance, even right down to when we leave here, in terms of inheritance. Now, what book do you know that tells you how whatever you leave, how to leave it, and giving it to you in mathematics, in terms of third here, a sixth there, a fourth there, half here. Just think about this there. Look how detailed this is. Look how detailed. And so if we have wills or we have trust, I'm going to have to redo what I had done, because when you become more consciously aware of how you're supposed to do it as a Muslim, whether you're a new Shahana or you're a seasoned Muslim or believer, you should even want your last rites to be in accordance with God's guidance in the Quran. Therefore, you can say to your children, you say to members of your family, before you leave here, say, this is what I've done. I don't have much, but I'm doing it the way God says, Allah says I should do it. So nobody should have any argument. It shouldn't disturb anybody, especially though that you are guided, being guided by God to do that, and you leave your family in the type of state that they should be left in, and then there's no hatred, there's no animosity, because this is the book of guidance, and it is the Furqan. It's a book, it's a criteria of distinguishing right and wrong. So Allah doesn't make mistakes. Yes. I just wanted to just say that just to attest to, you know, your information that you're getting, because it'll show up. It may show up here or there in terms of the aid or assistance, but know that Allah hears the prayer of every supplicant.
Right.
You know, in terms of answering that call. But it is Allah first and foremost. So just remember that when you say Al-Fatiha, when you get to that fourth ayat, so now it should be more conscious. Iyaka na'obudu wa and Iyaka nasta'im. Iyaka means it is only you. So that's exclusive. You know, I worship nobody else. You're not to worship anybody else. You're not to serve, be a servant to anybody else, first and foremost.
That's right.
And you're not to work for anybody else in your life, because this is the deen, the root meaning of deen is debt. So if you're really trying to strive to live the deen, you actually are paying a debt with your life, because it is alcoholic, the creator that has given you. So this is what it is that you owe. See, you don't owe you don't owe the life. Why would you give your life to something that didn't produce your life? Just think about that. Why would you give your life to something that didn't produce your life? Allah, alcoholic as the creator, produced the life, and the one that created you, you should be just as the prophet has said, alayhi salam, the one that has created you will guide you. See,
that's
so Allah don't just
create
us. He don't create us and just leave us. You know, it's like, you know, we see some in the creation, and they're called cold-blooded animals. You know how we use the word, you're cold-blooded. Either cold-blooded.
Yes,
so Allah is not cold-blooded. So when he creates, He makes the provisions. He gives us the provision. So it is Iyaka Nastayim. And it is only you that we seek the help, the aid, and assistance from. So I just wanted to just further emphasize that when you are saying your prayers, the one surah that you have to know, and it's the most often recited, is Al-Fatiha, the opening. But just what you're saying is in Al-Fatiha. It's right there in Al-Fatiha. And it has to be, it's revealing that you have to come, it has to come from the heart and also from the mind. I'll stop right there, my dear sister. But I'm enjoying this immensely, too. I know you got another call or two on. Thank you so much. May Allah continue to bless you and us. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam to you, Brother Mark, and thank you so kindly. We appreciate you, dear, and we're going to have to get you on here, too.
I'm always Inshallah. Available. Inshallah.
Yes, Inshallah. Yes, well, I definitely, I'm going to hold you to that, and I'll be giving you a call. Thank you so kindly.
Alhamdulillah. I'll be waiting. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. And complete the process and press 1, and then you have another question or comment, you know you're always welcome to come back. Thank you so much.
Yes. I can't. I'm not.
Alhamdulillah. Oh, alhamdulillah, we certainly do appreciate that. Oh, we're going to, and we appreciate your patience here, 727-741. I'm thinking that this is my dear sister, Martha Knight. I'm not real sure, because I'm going to tell you that young lady can change up some numbers now, but I'm going to see. 727-741. Oh,
yes, Martha Knight. And I'm shaking my brother's hand virtually. Mark Shaheed, assalamu alaikum. And to you, everyone, greetings of peace. I wanted to share, as you mentioned about the clergy, and truly, I when I hear the shepherd and his flock, in a very good relationship I have with my cousin who is minister, and we often tease one another, and we openly disclose, you know, how we believe, what we believe, and we hold to it in our way. And praise be to Almighty God. You know, so as this morning we were sharing, and he mentioned about how the following, he said the lay people are to, and the lay are to listen to, and I said, well, I'm glad, you know, I was glad to disagree with that because some preachers, if you don't know whether the preacher or any ma'am or anyone is perhaps making an unintentional mistake without you having knowledge of what is being read, taking the time to do that, then how can you have faith? How can you have real faith and not know what it is you're believing in? I know we can have faith in something and it could be illogical and we put our trust in it, but I'm speaking to that when we really truly want to have faith and place our faith in what we're just asking God, you know, for real showing, then I said, no, we can't accept that there's a clergy. So no matter who wants to be a leader, still the leader starts within self of each individual following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for all of humanity. Thank you so much, sis. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you too, Martha Nyla. We certainly do appreciate you for sharing that information with us. And you're absolutely right. We got to know that it's important. And it, for myself, I've always been that way for, you know, but maybe it was the reason I didn't know that there were times that the lay people, as you say, they were, the information wasn't given like, hey, y'all, come on, read it. Just let us tell you. We'll do the reading, we'll tell you, and you just take that. And so I, you know, wasn't necessarily really aware of that information until my reading it today. But it is so important for us to read for ourselves. If Allah has been so kind to us to let us learn how to read, then we should certainly utilize that skill that he's given to us and do our own reading. I want to appreciate you so kindly for that. Thank you. Yeah, complete the process, and you know how it goes. If you want to come back, you can always just come back, and we'll open up your mic again. Alhamdulillah. And we're going to go on here and continue. I certainly do appreciate. And any of you in the studio or out in the am360.org land, you know, let me see that, yeah, right here, that you can press 1, and we'll certainly recognize you and give you your opportunity to share what's on your heart and mind as well. Alhamdulillah. In Islam, there are no idols or clergy that a Muslim has to go through. Everything is actually between the individual and his Lord. Now, I really want this to sink into the new Shahada, because you're gonna see things in your life, and if it's the first time you're hearing this and you're not really in understanding, well, how can we do just go to God and we don't see him? But you know, we done talked about seeing him now, so you got to remember that we talked about the articles of the faith, and so that was giving you the opportunity to get in there and see how you can actually follow God in his guidance to us. So everything is actually between the individual and God. And this direct relationship with Allah is very empowering and reassuring. You see what I'm saying? You see what, so you see in the empowerment and the reassuring how it just excites you. You know, it just makes you like, oh, my God, thank you so kindly, O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, for being you. That's, I mean, it really, it, yes, because, again, you know, if we had to depend on ourselves as human beings, you know, some of us wouldn't even get a crumb, because then you got some greedy ones that don't want to share. But see, when we don't have to depend on them, and we're depending on our Lord and cherish Allah, highly glorified is he, we don't have that problem. We don't even have that worry. And it's exciting because we know we can ask, and we know for assurance that we're going to receive. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, has said, he said, tell my servant I am as he thinks I am. And this is Hadith. And in one of the readings, it says, tell my servant, I am as he expects I am. And that when my servant asks of me, I give my servant what my servant asks for. And on another occasion, said, I give my servant what my servant wants. So it's exciting to know that God himself, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one that allows the wind to blow, says to us as a human being that he created, hey, talk to me. Talk to me. Let me know what it is that you want. Now, he loves us and cares for us. And when I say loves us, you know, he is our Wadud, the all-loving. And he loves us so much that he gives to us like this. And I mean, it just makes you just excited. It makes you just filled with all of this happiness. And you know what I'm feeling right now. And I know what you're feeling too, because I'm feeling it too, y'all. Alhamdulillah. So there is none other than Allah that is worthy of worship, and none can interfere with that. Can't even nobody get in the midst of that. Alhamdulillah. It's very reassuring, and it's very empowering. Under all circumstances, Allah is available to his servant. and his servant can turn to him at any time and ask for help, guidance, and forgiveness. And Allah, highly glorified, as he is right there to accept what we're asking for and gives it to us. This direct relationship with Allah extends to all of an individual's deeds, extends to all of an individual's deeds. The Muslim knows that Allah not only sees his outward actions, but that Allah is also fully aware of every intention and feeling that is in his servant's heart. Okay. Come to Allah. Thus, due to our direct relationship with Allah, the Muslim attempts to perform every deed with the intention of pleasing Allah. In this way, even the most ordinary or everyday activity can become an act pleasing to Allah. Alhamdulillah. If done with the right conditions in the heart, every act can become pleasing to Allah. Okay. The Muslim sets upon his day through his close relationship with his Lord by ensuring that he performs acts that are permissible in the sight of his Lord. The Muslim sets upon his day through his close relationship with his Lord by ensuring that he performs acts that are permissible in the sight of his Lord. Isn't that wonderful? You know, because you know what I mean by that, and I know you know what I mean by that, because quickly we can get so into other people's business, and that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he. Come to the Lord. He lets us know, and he let the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, know. He said, I have sent you as a bringer of glad tidings and a warner to the disbeliever. I have not sent you over the people affairs. So, see what I'm saying right there? Say, that's why when the Muslim set out his day, he's setting out his day with the relationship that he had with his Lord. And his whole desire is to perform acts that are permissible in the sight of his Lord. But now, we are all human. We might do things a little bit different way than the others. But the objective is the same, and that's to please our Lord. That in which we differ in our permissible performance of the in the sight of our Lord, the things that are permissible in the performance of our acts in the sight of our Lord, we want to do that which is pleasing to him. And so with that intent, it might be different from the way the next person does this particular thing, but that differences would be addressed from our Lord and cherish Allah, highly glorified is he. So we don't have to stand over each other and say, and you don't do it this way, you do it this way. Because I can tell you of a surety that wherein we differ, Allah will bring that information to our presence where we'll all be in our right endeavors and intent to serve our Lord and be permissible in our actions to him. I'm telling you, so, whew, Just stay with Allah. Just stay with Allah. And I know everybody got their pens and their paper and their writing because this is a learning lab. And when you write it, baby, and you have the opportunity to go back and examine it and do a little bit of research on your own, you'd be like, oh, you'd be just overjoyed, just as I am in sharing it with you this day. You will certainly be overjoyed. The Muslim's goal and intention as he is conscious is pleasing to Allah by his simplest deeds. Because you have the intent, you have the desire, you have the consciousness, the whole idea, the whole goal, pleasing our Lord. I ain't trying to please nobody else. But if you please with me, alhamdulillah. But my whole objective, because if I'm pleasing to my Lord, I'm pretty sure I'll be pleasing to you. Alhamdulillah. Thus, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, everything you spend for the sake of Allah, highly glorified is he. Okay, hold on there. Okay, just hang on because my computer went blank on. But everything okay. I'm not sure. I'm thinking that we're right here. Okay. There is none. Let me see. There's no clarity in Allah. There is none other than Allah that we worship, and there is none who can interfere with our worship of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Under all circumstances, Allah is available to us. Did you hear that? You hear that? Under all circumstances, Allah is available to us. And we can turn to him at any time to ask for his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, Everything you spend for the sake of Allah, highly glorified is he, will be rewarded. Everything, even if it were a morsel you put in your mouth, this is recorded by Al-Bukhari. When one understands this concept of his close relationship to Allah and the ability to transform even our routine activities into acts that are pleasing to Allah, our whole outlook and behavior completely changes. Isn't that wonderful? When we understand our close relationship to Allah and our ability to transform even our routine acts into acts that are pleasing to Allah, our whole outlook and behavior completely changed. That's just wonderful. He begins to perform each act differently. When we know this information, we realize that we are doing it for the sake of Allah. Unfortunately, there are many in this world who are completely negligent of this point. People who get close to Allah are those who change the nature of their acceptable deeds into acts of obedience to Allah. You hear that? People who get close to Allah, that's establishing that relationship, are those who change the nature of their acceptable deeds into acts of obedience to Allah. How to glorify the seed. The routine, everyday deeds of people who truly know Allah are acts of worship for them, while the ritual acts of worship are customary deeds for the masses. Sadly, many among the masses of Muslims approach the prayers, fasting, and other deeds as common daily practices that they must perform. They come to think of it simply to be a part of the culture or way of life, because it is a part of the culture and way of life, but that's not the only reason why we do them. We don't do it just because, oh, you know, just the way it is. We do it because we love Allah. We love God. And we want to please Him. We want to have a strong intention in our heart and in our feeling of doing the acts for the sake of Allah. We don't do them just because that's common daily practice, even though it is, and even though we're going to do it. But we have a strong intention in our heart that we're doing it for the sake of Allah. You know, for myself, I used to think this is what I used to think. That's why it's so important to learn information, you know, to learn. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seek the knowledge, you know. Because when it used to say, I do this for the sake of Allah, and I'm thinking to myself, I used to think, but how come you just can't say you doing it because, you know, that it's a good thing to do, and, yeah, it would be pleasing to Allah, but you doing it because it's a good thing to do. I didn't understand for the sake of Allah. I didn't understand that. I thought, so in other words, so you only doing it if it weren't for Allah, you wouldn't really do it. You wouldn't treat me kind if it weren't for Allah. That's the way I was looking at it. But in my continuous research and coming to better understand myself, like I say, in some points, I'm seasoned Muslims. I've been Muslim over 50 years. But still, I'm learning too. So we're never going to know it all, regardless of how long we've been in the religion. We're not going to know it all. And when we acknowledge that we are learning, we're continuing to learn, when we're following and we're being obedient to the information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, where he says, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave, even if we have to go to China. And I have a dear friend, she's returned to Allah now, and she actually did go to China seeking knowledge, and alhamdulillah, she's very successful at it too. But she has returned to Allah, alhamdulillah. But you see, all of the common things that we do, when our intention and our thinking and our feeling is to please Allah, then now we understand for the sake of Allah. If the quality of the act is poor, you know, I often have to say this to some of the youngsters, you know, you give them a task to do, and you know, they just like, you know, hey, I'm going to hear up, get this done, and you know, and then when you get through and you look at it and you be like, well, wait a minute. Come again. Bring that towel back over here. Bring that broom back over here, because you might have went in there and swept the floor, or you might have washed that wall, but you didn't do it with the idea of doing it with quality. You know, doing it with the care about doing it. You know, this did it so we can hurry up and get it done. So the act, you might have acted upon what was told for you to do or encouraged for you to do, but you didn't do it with quality. You just did it because, oh, I'm going to hurry up and get this done. Just hurry up and get it out the way. Because you want to hurry up and get it finished. But the quality of it is poor. Muslims don't do that. We don't do that. I'm going to speak for all of us. Yes, I am right now. And you know some things, when they say you don't want to make a blanket statement, you know, that put everybody in that. But this is a good thing. And to my heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit, I believe that all Muslims, when they go out to do a thing, or believers, when they go out to do a thing, they want to do their best work at it. You know why? Because they want to please God. They want to please Allah. Hence, these important rites of worship become simply customary with no meaning or effect when you go doing them because I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to hear up and get it done. So when you're doing that, then you just hearing up getting something done, and you just making a mess. You're just making a mess, that's all. And it shows that you have no concern, really, for the outcome of your own hands work. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, everything that he set out to do in his life, he set out to do it in an excellent manner. And that is a good thing for all believers and all Muslims to do, and I believe we do. That way, it won't become simply customary with no meaning or effect. The one who truly knows Allah is the opposite extreme. Even the mundane deeds he performs are filled with purpose and intent. Hence, they become acts of worship that are pleasing to Allah because you have that desire to please your Lord. Thus, for example, even when a person goes to sleep, he does so with the intention of reviving himself such that he can work again for the sake of Allah. Now, we don't know if we're going to actually do it, but that's when we go to sleep with the intention of waking up so we can go to work again. We like, oh, thank you, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we open our eyes and we see, oh, alhamdulillah, the Fajr is here. Thank you so kindly, oh Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for blessing us to rise again to continue our worship you, oh Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, one can take this discussion a step further. Allah says in the Quran, every moment he has a matter to bring forth. Every moment he has a matter to bring forth. And we'll find that in Surah 55, Ayat 29. In other words, at every moment, Allah is creating, distributing, providing, bringing forth life and death, and so on. However, in general nowadays, the individual does not see Allah behind all these actions around him. The individual today has become desensitized and thinks that all these things simply occur on their own due to some independent law of nature. But in reality, these laws of nature are Allah's activity at every second and moment. In numerous places in the Quran, Allah asks humans to observe the cosmos around them. For example, Allah brings our attention to the tiny bee or the movement of the shadows. For example, Allah highly glorified as he says, "Have you not seen how your Lord spread the shadow? If he willed, he could have made it still. Then we have made the sun its guide." And we'll find that in Surah 25, Ayat 45. Now, this information in itself is not new. It was known beforehand. However, it is a knowledge that was cold, still, unmoving information. But the Quran brings this information and presents it in an emotional in or moving setting in a miraculous fashion that changes one's perspective as if it were not what we knew beforehand. But the information has been here all the time. It did not change. For the new Muslim, this may be a completely new way of looking at the world and may take some adjustment. Many non-Muslims do not see God's involvement in this world, and therefore they do not feel any direct relationship with him. As the new Muslim ponders over the Quran, this feeling may develop within him. He will see Allah's working in everything around him. This will remind him of Allah, and he will no longer be negligent of Allah and his duty towards him. He will be then, God willing, leading his life in a manner very different from before his conversion to Islam. I'm going to stop right there. I have a little bit more. We got a few minutes. We're just going to try to get this in so we can see where we're going to go. We want to understand, as in our relationship with our Lord and Cherisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muqit, the sustainer of this creation, Al-Khaliq. See, I just heard something today when the brother was speaking earlier, and I didn't understand. But see, when information comes to you, when you don't understand it, you don't shut a person down like, "Oh, I don't know that. I don't understand that. I ain't in." No, you do this, and you do your way, and we do my way, though there are some instances we will say that. But when you hear something, when you hear information, you now turn into your Lord in search of the understanding of that information. You say, I heard that. So Allah, help me. So today I heard something when the brother said, Al-Khaliq. Aha, I caught him. I got it. Because now it's been a while I've been pondering on this. Because you know me, I say Al-Khaliq. But today I caught it. Al-Khaliq. I caught it. But I caught it by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. So understanding the free will, our free will that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as human beings, an important aspect of Islam that every human being has the free will to choose between right and wrong. That's an important aspect of Islam. Every human being has the free will to choose between right and wrong. Allah, highly glorified is He, the giver, has honored humanity with this great gift. It comes with heavy responsibility, though. And on the day of judgment, which we know we're going to have, we will be accountable for our use of this gift of having the right, the free will, to choose between right and wrong. Human free will does not in any way, now this is all into this relationship with our Lord, human and His creation. Human free will does not in any way contradict the fact that Allah, God, highly glorified is He, the witness, Ash-Shahid, and Al-Alim, the all-knowing, knows everything that will occur in creation. Now, this is all the time. He witnesses it. He knows it all. He already know it. And He witnesses it. So someone might ask, God knows that I'm going to commit a sin tomorrow. Then it is unavoidable that I do so. Because God's knowledge is infallible. That's true. And what God knows will come to pass. That's true too. God's knowledge of this person's decision does not mean that he or she is being forced to make that decision. You see what I'm saying? Now, He already knows beforehand what we're going to do in the decision of right and wrong. Now, that don't mean, and now, okay, well, I'm going to do the wrong because God already knows it. Stop it. Stop it. He gave you the will. He gave us the will to make the decision between right and wrong. Now, so, come on now. So, if we want to be good servants, and we really want to please our Lord, like we say, we want to be smart and intelligent, then we know right from wrong. So we're going to choose the right. And we're going to get so rewarded for it. Human free will does not in any way contradict or cancel God's absolute sovereignty over everything in creation. Neither does it contradict the fact that nothing happens in creation except what Allah wills. So some might say, therefore, I have no free will. Yes, we do. They might say, well, my free will is it's only an illusion. I really don't have it. But you do. You have the free will, but I'm going to tell you now, the free will is to do what's right. If you're really trying to please your Lord, the free will is to do what's right. We're going to stop right there. We got to. You know, we got to stop right there, you know, because time is getting away, and we got to go to our public service announcements, and there might be some more persons there with their hand raised, and so I want to give everybody the opportunity. So what I'm going to do here, we're going to start right there, and inshallah, We don't have much more, but we don't have enough time to complete it this evening. And this is a topic, establishing our relationship with our Lord and his creation, that this can be ongoing for a while. So don't get bored or anything, because there's a lot of great knowledge yet that we still have to uncover and discover. Come to the Lord. So with that, we're going to go and take our pause. You're listening to Alice Lam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreeta Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause, our last pause, for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain Information is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul. S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports the healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Sugar Conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Al-Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered, when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Just 12 years old. Mama's
whack, daddy's
smack, brother's
whack, sister's jack. Alhamdulillah, and we are back. And as you can see, I wanted to make sure that you heard the programs that we're looking for tomorrow. We want to invite you back to join us tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time with Study Al-Islam with Fitra Muhammad and her guests starting at 10 to 11. And then from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, we're going to have Princess Just hang on, I got her right here. Princess Aziz, Lou Princess Aziz, keeping it real, starting at 4 o'clock. And then starting at 5 to 7, we're going to have Contemplations of Imam W.D. Muhammad with Imam Kareem Hamid and Michael Hamid, starting at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So please join us tomorrow. And I appreciate you all so kindly for your patience. We do have a couple of callers in the queue. Going to get right to you right now. Alhamdulillah. We have a returning Mark Shaheed, and then we have, I'll be getting right to you, 408. After this. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Mark.
Alaykum as-salam, the priest. I just want to say takbir, Allahu Akbar, and for those may be new shahadas, takbir means glorify God, and our response is God is greater, bigger, and more important. I'm going to be very brief because I know you have another call and time is short. But so beautiful that what you were saying in terms of servitude to God. And when we talk to our children, I think it's especially important to say to them what God has said to us as his human creation, that he has created us in the best or in most excellent form, you know. So that means that when we do something, we should, as the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prayers and peace be upon him, he says the believer should always, when they endeavor to do something, to do it with excellence. Why? Number one, because Allah has created us in excellence. And so to be true to the creator, Al-Khaliq, in his creation. You know, you don't want to shortchange what the creator has, how he has created us. He's created us in the best of form, in excellent form. So whatever it is that we do, we should do it with excellence. You don't want to do anything short of that, because then we're not serving God's purpose. So when we say for God's sake, God's sake is meaning that's in accordance with what God's will is. And when we look at the rest of creation, it's an expression of what God's will. So that should also be a sign to us that as human creation, we should also be an expression of God's will, which is the crown of creation that Allah has created us with. So we ought to use that free will, just as you articulate, we ought to use that free will to conform to God's will. Because sometimes we might not want to do the right thing, or we might just, I want to do what I want to do. Do what God says that you should do. Conform to what God's will, and then you always are going to do the right thing. But if we just utilize our will to do what we want to do, we might not always do the thing that it is that God would want us to do. And this will retard our growth and development, you know, in terms of our... I'll stop there. Okay. I can say more, but I'll stop there because I know you have another caller on there. I just want to just remind you, I know Muharram asked, which is our new year, the Hijra calendar. But think about this, as I said, in the Gregorian calendar at the beginning of this year in January. But if you want to set ourselves free in 2023 by thinking with the Quran, think about that. Set yourself free in 2023 by thinking with the Quran. That's how we set ourselves free. Thank you so much. May Allah continue to bless you and us. I've enjoyed this immensely. This is one of the best productions I've heard. I've been smiling from the time I got on. Thank you. May Allah continue to bless you and us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, Brother Mar Shaheed. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Okay, 408-821. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you.
So, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. I listened to what the gentleman was saying. I listened to what the gentleman was saying. And when God is speaking to us directly, there is no man in between him and I. Because he made everything holy unto himself so that I can listen to him. And when I do, I am amazed at what man says that's against what God is saying to me.
Mm-hmm.
And my mistakes show up when I listen to what man says over what God be saying to me. And I feel that. And God is helping me to see that there's a difference between what man says and what he says.
Right.
Now I tell people that are Christian people, I'm gonna be honest with you. I despise Christian people. And I'll tell you why I do. Because they take God's word out of context and they make it seem like that what they're saying is what's happening today. But since I'm a student of Yahweh's word, I can see where they're in error. And I try to help these folks, but they keep coming at me like they want to tear my head off. And I think to myself, God, this is
not what I expected. Yes, sir.
Try not to despise.
I understand what you're saying. It perturbs you to the fact that they would do that. However, when you correct them, you know, and
but
even
you
if you have to correct them more than once, they'll eventually get around to it, but they are a creation, you know.
You got to remember, there are babes in the Word, meaning that they don't understand the sincere life of Yeshua. And when they open their mouth, they have took it upon themselves to say what they think. And this is where God, the Spirit, shows these knuckleheads. It's got nothing to do with what you think, because God's word is going to change what you think about him and what you say about him and what you be doing that's against him if you could hear him. Because if you could hear God speaking to you through his word, you could understand what happened 2,000 years ago. And if you're trying to make people today think that that's what's going to happen to them, you ain't going to fulfill Luke 21:20, because he said when you see the Roman army surrounding Jerusalem to get out of there and go to Pella. But you ain't in Jerusalem. You got to get your butt over there so you can get out of there. But you see what
I'm
saying?
Sir.
Be
yes,
playing
sir.
Games. You understand?
Yes, sir. I certainly do appreciate you. So kind, and my dear brother. And, you know, we are approaching the very end. We got just a couple minutes left. But I certainly do appreciate you coming in and sharing that your thoughts on the
thank you.
Yes. Yes, sir. And
thank you so much.
Coming by and being here. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Yo.
Okay, everyone. As you can see, I certainly do appreciate you all so much for coming in and sharing with us this evening. And it just seemed as though the time just runs, you know. But inshallah, you will return here. We'll all return here next week at the same time, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, right here on AM 360. And since we are closing out time here, we want to remember we're going to pray Allah bless us with a fantastic upcoming week. And Jumma Mubarak. We want to pray for the homeless people. Oh, and we have a lot of them here in America and throughout the world, and especially the ones right now that are so displaced with all of the fires and the hurricanes. Oh, Allah, we pray for them. We pray that you will suffice them and bless them with food, clothes, shelter that they need to bring them families back home. We pray a lot for those that, and we say, I mean, and we pray a lot for those that are ill, experiencing some type of a sickness that they have in their health, that Allah will have mercy on them and bring them to a speedy recovery and to a recovery that would make them as though that they'd not even had that illness before. We pray a lot, and we say, I mean, and we pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those that has returned to him and those of us that are still here present, and though one day we will return as well. We pray Allah for them, his mercy and forgiveness on their souls and our souls when our time comes, and bless us all with his paradise. And to that we say, I mean. As we said, I come in giving you hugs and love. I'm going to leave giving you hugs and love. I do pray Allah that you have this fantastic week and upcoming Jumu'ah Mubarak. And I look forward to being with you all, and I've enjoyed you immensely, and I look forward to being with you all back here next week, inshallah. I'm going to leave out with this promo of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab, which will be next week as well, inshallah. It might say 7 to 9, but we've had a time change, and I can't distinguish which one of them is saying 7 to 9 or which one of them, but we come in here at 5 o'clock now. And so this is what we're leaving out with. Hugs and love. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, it's not going to give me that one. Okay. I was going to try it.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dafrita Hadi, director of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and host of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab, here on AM 360 Islamic radio station, asking you to join me Saturday evening, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, to share stimulating Islamic information and insight as we unite our spiritual and intellectual perceptions and cultivate our human existence together. Inshallah, I will hear you at the lab. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Alhamdulillah. Remember, 5 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Assalamu alaikum.